Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, it was just under a week ago that Taylor Swift released her much-anticipated new album, The Life of a Showgirl. It has received mixed reviews, let's be fair, from fans and critics alike. But one of the big headlines following its release has been track number 7, which is called Actually Romantic. Some listeners say they feel there are very clear, shady references in that song towards fellow music artist Charlie XCX, leading it to be dubbed the latest diss track. And they're not a new phenomenon. So what we've done is we've asked broadcaster Africa O'Connell here to take a look at some of the best songs with scathing lyrics from the last few decades. Hello, Africa.
Hello, Claire.
Is this
How
your
are you?
Special? Is this your mastermind subject? Is it?
Oh, always. I love a beef, no matter what. Love a beef.
Well, we're going to start with that song, which we think is about Charlie XCX. Yeah. Let's have a listen to Actually Romantic.
I heard you call me boring Barbie when you're out feeling brave. High-fived my ex and then you said you're glad he ghosted me. Wrote me a song saying it makes you sick to see my face. Some people might be offended, but it's actually sweet. All the time you've spent on me, it's honestly wild. All the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic. I really got
okay, so she's clearly having a go at somebody. Why do we think it's Charlie XCX? What's the evidence?
Well, so the Charlie XCX, we all had our brat summer and we were asking the question, are we brat? What is brat? And can we deal with it? There was a song on that album called Sympathy is a Knife. And it was about, Charlie XCX has said that it was about her own anxieties and her own, you know, certain people that make her feel a certain way. But Taylor has clearly taken it as a dig at her. So this is her response to Sympathy is a Knife, it seems. Now, if you have imaginary or if you have a kind of a situation where someone is calling you boring Barbie when, you know, you're a bit brave or whatever, the two girls were going out at that time with two members of the 1975. Charlie XCX has since married George Daniel, who's the drummer in the 1975. And of course, Taylor Swift has split up from Matty Healy, who was the lead singer. Mm-hmm. And people thought that it was, it came from the interaction between the two of them when both of them were dating people from the 1975.
They didn't get on.
Exactly. Now, they're very different. They are very different and mm-hmm. they do very different kinds of music. But they've performed together. They have been absolutely, you know, they've been on stage together during the Red Tour and all that kind of stuff. And Taylor has talked about how much she admires Charlie XCX. But it seems at the moment, and there's no confirmation, there does seem to be some kind
of small feud.
Exactly.
We have a listen to Sympathy is a Knife from Charlie XCX.
Yes.
And let's see what she said about Taylor.
Yeah, perfect.
I hope now they have it out of their system, Charlie and Taylor. But Taylor has form. I mean, this is not the first time.
This is very much not the first time that she's done this. Now, I was talking to a couple of people this morning about this, and someone said, she does this with every album. This is a marketing like gimmick. There will be some kind of song somewhere in her album that is aimed at either.
Oh, so you think she released the album and it's like, find the diss, people.
Find the diss, exactly. Because this has happened before. There was a massive rivalry for some reason. It always seems to be two women, but it was Taylor Swift and Katy Perry back in the early 2010s. And There was a dispute between them, apparently, about backing dancers and tour dancers and all the like professional
poaching
loyalty.
People.
Exactly. And it seemed to be a kind of a professional feud rather than a personal feud. But it quickly became personal and went public as well. So Taylor addressed it in 2015 in the song Bad Blood, which people will know very well. And that was interpreted as a massive dig at Katy Perry.
Will we hear it?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Did you think we'd be fine? Still got scars on my back from your knife. So don't think it's in the past. These kind of wounds, they last and they last now. Did you think it all through? All these things will catch up to you. And time can heal, but this won't. So if you come in my way, just don't. Oh, it's so sad.
I like it, Africa. I like just getting it all out there.
I like it too. It's cathartic. You need to get it out.
Let's
sometimes.
Do it. And it's not a new phenomenon either, because it's been happening for years and years and years. And we're going to go back to the 70s now, aren't we, to hear this next one.
One of the originals.
One of the originals and one of the best.
Yes.
From Carly Simon, You're So Vain. That's a great one for people who are on the dating scene.
Completely.
Break up with somebody.
Completely.
Drive your car. Put that on. Wind the window down.
100%.
Roar it out the window.
That's in the screaming playlist. Yeah. That's the one you drive. You have to be driving on your own for that one. But that was one of the original diss tracks, I suppose. It was Carly Simon, 1972. And it was like a really scathing portrait of a man that was so self-absorbed and self-obsessed that he would think the song was about him. Now, there was names thrown out all over the place.
I always thought about Warren Beatty.
So there is one verse confirmed about Warren Beatty, but not the rest of the verses, apparently. And Carly Simon has said that it's not necessarily about one person, that it's about...
Lawsuit avoidance.
Exactly. So we've Mick Jagger in there, David Bowie, even David Geffen as well, were all suggested as people who she might possibly be singing about. But it really did pave the way, that song, in a lot of ways, for the diss track as we know it now, you know.
And I did not know this, that Sweet Home Alabama is a diss track. This is news to me. Let's listen to it. You'll have to tell me the story behind this one.
So I was the same as you. I didn't realise it was a diss track until I went to research this item. But his name is right there.
I know, Neil Young.
Neil Young
was in
there. So this was 1974. Neil Young had written two songs, Southern Man and Alabama, about the American South. And he criticised the history of racism in the American South. And Lynyrd Skynyrd, who of course are proud Southerners, felt that he kind of painted everybody with the same brush. So they wrote Sweet Home Alabama as a reply. And the line is, I hope Neil Young will remember, a Southern man don't need him around anyhow. That's a direct jab, I think it's fair to say. But it wasn't just a defence of the South. It was more complex than that, because the band later said it wasn't about denying racism. It was about rejecting stereotypes and outsiders judging their home in the southern states of the United States. Now, the nuance has been lost a little bit over time, but it is now kind of a broad symbol of sort of Southern pride and the pride in the Southern states. But I never realised until yesterday that this was a diss track.
I thought it was just a grand song for the driving playlist.
So exactly.
You know, it always pops up, doesn't it, on the driving
always,
one.
Always. You have to start singing about people you hate when you're driving.
I think we have to include this one now before we come to the end. Back to 2023 and Miley Cyrus, because this,
oh,
I mean,
I love this.
Relatively new, but Flowers is up there as one of the best, isn't it?
So good.
Diss songs.
Yeah.
We hear it?
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
So this is not about Liam Hemsworth at all, isn't that what she said?
Well, you could certainly say that. Yeah, there's. This, I think, was very obviously about Liam Hemsworth and was taken as that and a complete dig at the breakdown of their relationship and all that kind of stuff. It mirrors a lot another song called Bruno Mars, which was When I Was Your Man, which was a song that Liam Hemsworth was supposed to have dedicated to.
Oh, at the wedding. Miley's,
exactly, at
and
the
we
wedding.
Saw the pictures of the wedding. It was in the house and there was the
exactly.
cake and it was all lovely. And within 10 minutes, they
You're
were...
knee deep in this
knee
tea
deep
here.
And what happened? Like, it was so quick. They were just gone.
Exactly.
Then this song comes out.
That was it. And they used the... She used the... Like, in the video, backgrounds of what was assumed to be their home and it burned down and all that kind of stuff. It was, there was several digs in there, but also the line, "I can love me better than you can," was a kind of a direct retort to the When I Was Your Man song. It was just flip that on his head. She's grand on her own. That
I love
kind of
it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
I learned so much, Afric. Thank you
tea.
So much.
I
love the bit of tea. Afric O'Connell, thank you.